Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Crazy Rich Asians is number one for a second week with 25 million. The Meg came in second with 13 million. And Melissa McCarthy's new movie, The Happy Time Murders, bombed its opening weekend with only $10 million.
Number four.
Almost a year and a half after she filed for divorce, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck have finally reached an agreement, but E! News is reporting the final papers won't be filed until Ben is out of rehab.
Number three.
As Jay-Z and Beyonce were leaving the stage in Atlanta Saturday night, a man from the crowd just strolled up on stage to say hello, but ended up being wrestled to the ground by backup dancers and security guards. He's being charged with disorderly conduct and simple battery.
Number two.
Mel B released a statement that she has been diagnosed with PTSD and plans on entering a rehab facility in the UK for treatment in the next few weeks. She's going to finish the season of America's Got Talent first.
Number one.
Brandon Johnson told TMZ that he is the one who gave Demi Lovato drugs the night she OD'd. Brandon says they freebased oxycodone together, but he denies knowing they were laced with fentanyl. And that's your showbiz top five.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.